Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Glenn Selk of Oklahoma State University. Back with Dr. Selk after this.
When long-haul, high-risk cattle arrive, for many it's a march toward bovine respiratory disease. Bacteria are taking hold. The infection is starting. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD control. It's time for new prescription Zactran. In field trials, Zactran controlled BRD in most high-risk cattle for the 10-day study. Now your new arrivals can breathe easier, and so can you. Stop worrying about whether they're going to break. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for 10-day BRD control and treatment. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Beef Magazine or call 888-MARY-01 for full prescribing information.
Talking today with Dr. Glenn Selk from Oklahoma State University. Glenn, I know that you're a little concerned right now that our guys have got fall calving cows. They need to be paying attention because real quickly we could see some early calving happening here in the fall of 2011.
Ron, that's exactly right. You know, most of the fall calvers will generally target September 1 as their starting date for the fall calving season. Historically, ranchers and even researchers have pointed out that we'll have some of these fall calving cows that tend to come a little bit early in a normal year. This year, with the tremendous heat that we have had through all the summer period and therefore all through the gestation of these cows, I think it's going to have an impact on when the cows start to calve and the size of the calves that they're going to deliver. Yeah, research has shown us pretty clearly that cows that gestate in very hot weather will have a shorter than average gestation length, to the tune of our data from OSU would indicate that it might be around an average of 4 to 5 days shorter. Okay, that means averages. We've moved the average that much. You're always going to have those few outliers, those ones that are just a little bit off the charts. Those then may come 10 days, maybe 12 days earlier than what the book values would say gestation length should be. That tells me that if I've got a set of first calf heifers, especially, that are supposed to start calving September 1 here in the last half of August, I'd better be watching those heifers pretty carefully so that if they one of them needs assistance, that I'm there to give them that assistance. The other part of this is the lighter birth weights. We know that cows that gestate in very hot weather will have lighter birth weights. We think it has something to do with the blood flow of the cow in that time frame. Those light birth weight calves, in some cases, may be weakened calves. They may need a little more assistance when they're first born to make sure they get the colostrum that they need in order to get off to a good start and be healthy calves that won't give us some problems later on. So I think those are two important factors to consider as we go into this fall calving season.
Very timely fall calving reminders from Mama Cow Specialist Dr. Glenn Selk out of Oklahoma State University. And without a doubt, need to be paying a lot of attention to especially those younger females that are bred and ready to go here in the fall calving season. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, you're invited to be a part of this year's Express Ranch's big event, Friday, August 26th and Saturday, August 27th. On Friday, they'll be joining up with Superior Livestock to offer about 2,000 head of Express Influence commercial bred heifers and top-end calves. Then Saturday, August 27th, they'll have about 500 head of their best registered Angus females and bull calves for your inspection. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 405-350-0044. Express Ranch's the big event. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network, a service of Griffin Communications.